A controversial movie has begun screening in Australia amid accusations it's a disability snuff film. Activists say the film's depiction of a disabled man who turns to euthanasia is offensive and potentially dangerous. Tom Nightingale reports.
A handful of people are fighting Hollywood at a suburban cinema in Melbourne. It's meant to be a tragic love story, but Jack's Jackie Brown says the movie Me Before You is insulting and condescending.
The lead character plays a wheelchair user and he ends his life at the end of the film, and his love interest in the film, he gives all his money to her and tells her to go off and live her dreams. And as a wheelchair user myself, I find that to be saddening because it's perpetuating this idea that people with disabilities' lives are not worth living.
It's led to protests in London and New York, and now Perth and Melbourne. The movie is described as a disability snuff film.
As a young person, I experienced depression and thoughts of suicide, and if this movie had been around then, it would have adversely affected my mental health and made me feel even more depressed, because it would have said to me, well, you can't expect to live a full and rich life.
The director, Thea Sharrock, says protesters have misunderstood the movie and its message of living boldly. Protester Carly Findlay feels that is ridiculous.
While I acknowledge that there are definitely hardships for people with disability, I think that there's more to our story than that, and we keep seeing films that represent that, and we need to see more, we need to see a whole person.
Why shouldn't some films have negative elements? Why does it have to be all positive?
It's such a big film, it's had a really big build-up, it's got two really big stars, and this might be their only interaction with anybody with disability to see them on the screen. So this is their, you know...
You mean the people who see the movie?
The people that see the movie, yes. So this is their interaction with disability.
Carly Findlay and others tried unsuccessfully to convince people to boycott it.
Last night I saw the film with a friend who's also disabled, and she was saying that when we left, I left before her, but when she left, she felt this awful gaze of filmgoers on her because of how she's disabled, because of the way she needed to get into her motorised scooter. And she said that was really tough on her. And she felt that these people had just seen a film about a man whose life wasn't worth living, or he felt his life wasn't worth living, and then they saw her.
AM contacted the distributor, Roadshow, to seek a response, but didn't receive a reply.
Tom Nightingale reporting, and if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 131 114.